The city of Casper is considering a ban on smoking in all public places. It's an issue that supporters have been pushing for a number of years, and next week there will be a public hearing on the issue. In the past, supporters of the ordinance have been on this program, but not everybody is in love with it. So today we will hear from an opponent. Former Mayor Mike Reed is the co-owner of Poplar Wine and Spirits in Casper that includes an adjoining smoke-free bar. Reed says the smoke-free approach has worked well.
There's people that are looking for no smoking establishments, and we have a couple outside patios, and one of those is reserved for smoking, but none inside the building.
So I'm assuming your opposition to this ordinance probably has the fact that you saw yourself as doing something unique and you didn't necessarily need the playing field leveled.
Well, and that's part of it. I mean, as a business owner, you try and develop a niche, and there were a few of us that developed that niche in the bar business, and that's part of my issue with it. The other part of it is, I mean, we're doing what is right, and that is everybody is starting to be non-smoking, but it's their choice.
And why is that, so important that it's a choice issue?
You know, to me, it's my business. I'm the one who's taken all the risks. I should be able to set what happens in my building. I have a dress code in my bar. That's my choice. And the city or the state or the federal government shouldn't come along and say, this is what you have to do. We put up with enough of that to begin with.
As you look at this from an economic development standpoint, if you put that hat on, can you see that the city council might have a good point in trying to get, I guess, more people to go out and about in Casper if it was smoke-free? Is there a point there to be made at all?
No, I don't think so. I think basically what you do is you do the opposite of that. You hurt businesses who do cater to smokers. And let's face it, smokers are people who are good people. It's just that they choose to make that decision to smoke. They should have some place to go if they want to that makes it so they can smoke and they can enjoy themselves.
Now, explain this ordinance to me. Can you smoke outside of an establishment? Is that a problem at all?
You can smoke outside of an establishment, but you have to be 10 foot away from the door. And where that comes into an issue, if you're a downtown bar, people can't even basically walk by your place smoking because it's not 10 feet away from the door. That's the extreme of it. In my case, I have an outside patio that's within 10 feet of the door. That patio can't be moved, so it's going to have to become non-smoking. It's just ridiculous.
Is there a health discussion, though, to be had here at all, Mike? I mean, you have bartenders, you have people that are servers and that sort of thing. When it came up in Laramie, this was a big topic of discussion. Should people who want a great job at a bar where you're going to make a lot of money, have to also be forced to be in a smoking area? I mean, why isn't that maybe something that the city council should be considering here?
You know, I think that's something that... That's a valid point. I do believe that there's a health issue. But if you don't want to work in a smoking area, you can go find a job in non-smoking areas. In Casper, the majority of restaurants are non-smoking, and I think about 68 or 70% of the bars are non-smoking, and they're good bars. So you can get a job. If you're a good bartender or a good cocktail waitress, you can make money in a non-smoking bar or a smoking bar.
As you look ahead, how do you see this thing playing out?
I think that they've got the push and they've got enough people convinced that it's a health issue that they're going to go ahead and go with it. I agree there are some health issues. It's not a total health issue. This is an issue of we don't want people to smoke, so we're just going to shove it down their throats.
The last time Casper did something, I guess, similar to this, there was a referendum and it got overturned. I'm correct about that?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you think would happen if that goes to a vote again, which I assume it probably will?
I would believe it would be overturned again. I believe that there's enough people out there smoking that that they can muster enough support to do this, not only just because of smoking, but just because of the freedom of choice. So business owners get it. They're going to do what's best for their business, but people who want to smoke and business owners who want them to smoke in their establishments should be able to make that choice.
Thanks to Mike Reed of Poplar Wine and Spirits, the Casper City Council will hold a public hearing on the smoke-free ordinance Tuesday night.